Christmas of 1995. Man, oh man. I was 12 years old. Christmas Day is a big to-do in my household. And basically, it was your run-of-the-mill. You have your turkey, you have your ham, everything's cooking. You wake up to the smell of the pine from the tree. I'm trying out all my new perfumes that I got for Christmas. All my cousins, my family, sisters, everybody's there. We're good. And this Christmas didn't start off any different than any other one. So we got to a point where the adults wanted us out. So we go outside. Now, mind y'all, I lived in Park Heights. Park Heights is the hood. It was the hood then, and it's the hood now. Now, it's nothing to see a drunk Santa. But something was off this year. There was a drunk Santa with a deer. There's no woods in Park Heights, right? So, and we're city kids. So if it wasn't your cat, your rat, your dog, maybe the squirrel, we froze when we saw a deer with a single petty little twine rope. The question is, where in the entire and actual fuck did this dude get a deer from? Right? So we freeze, and we're watching. And he's slurring and swaying down the street, and he's got this big Christmas stocking full of candy. And we're just watching him, because we like, what the hell is that deer about to do? We ain't taking no chances with that, so we just watch. And he's slurring, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Now, mind you, we live on a block in Park Heights, not many trees. It was a snow-dusted ground. So the deer was high-stepping, not walking like normal. She's agitated. And then we got this drunk Santa that has cotton balls taped to his face, missing front twos. I mean, the struggle was real with this one, y'all. I ain't playing. So he starts throwing candy out the bag. Cool. It's legit candy. It's whole Snicker bars and Reese cups and candy canes and Skittles, all that. So while everybody's running right where he is, I took my smart ass up the block where everybody was ignoring that candy because I had a 3-year-old sister at the time that I had to get the candy for. She couldn't go with me. Then I hear the wildest screech, scream, hiss, combination. I've never heard it before, so it freezes us again. And I turn around and poor Santa, this deer done started bucking and kicking. The second we saw that, we was out. Gone. We don't do deer. We don't do wild animals. We was out. So we go in the house and watch from the window. The deer kicked the guy out cold. So this poor drunk guy is laying there with the rope in his hand, the stocking in the other hand, out cold. I see the next door neighbor's dad go out and help him get up. And the deer was in the wind, by the way. I don't know where the hell the deer went. She was gone. I'm taking it. She went down to Wanda Park. And I'm so sorry for her. If she did, that ain't the place. But nothing, nothing. Okay, so day goes on. It's almost dinner time. And my mom, Lord have mercy, my mom, she was a stickler for things have to be perfect for Christmas. The turkey has to be perfectly brown. Food has to be extra tasty. So she's actually sitting stuff. All the ladies are sitting stuff out on the table. And who shows up other than her mother-in-law and her little brother-in-law, who is my age? Now, before I go on, there was a little bit of a power struggle between my mom and her mother-in-law. In hindsight, being 2020, they hated each other. It wasn't about a power struggle. They just didn't like each other. And sometimes mom-in-law would do stuff to spite my mom. And she had a husband that was very respectful of his mom. Nothing wrong with that. But this woman decided on Christmas Day to bring a big floofer of a chow chow. And me at 12, I'm elated. I love dogs. My mom, not so much. She was pissed. So they open the door, and this big dog just comes in, and I'm sitting on the floor. So he runs straight towards me, and he's got the big purple tongue, and I'm like, oh, but I'm happy. My stepdad was not. Neither was my mom. And my stepdad puts on this psychotic smile, and turns beet red and he starts sweating. And then he looks at my mom with this psychotic smile. Look, honey, she bought the dog. Mad as shit. He was pissed. The dog took one look at my mom and lifted his leg and peed on the wall in the dining room. And then looks at us like, okay, where's the food? Went in the dining room, snatched the turkey off the table. When that happened, see, I didn't see it. I just heard the commotion. You know, being in a 12-year-old's place, I was always told grown folks' business, stay out the kitchen. So when I'm in the living room, minding my child business, all I hear is all the grown folks start screaming and hollering, and then I see the dog run out of the other side of the dining room with a full 24-pound turkey in his mouth. And up the steps, and they chase him, and oh my God, it was a disaster. The turkey was history. My mom cried. Angry cried. My stepdad was just solid, because what could he say? So they get together and they go to the one market that's open all the way in the county, grab up all the chicken they can find and fry us up some chicken to go with dinner. So we're eating dinner now, 2 hours delayed, because that was a lot of chicken to fry. We have a big family. In the awkward silence, no one's saying anything. All you hear is fork hitting plate. And I'm looking around. I'm scared to say anything because, like I said, my mom, she was mad. And when she was mad, you just stay out the way. You shut up and you do what she says and you stay out the bad side. My stepdad just starts this snickering and then just lets out this loud, hearty laugh. And at this point, us kids can't contain it no more. So I'm sitting there trying not to get in trouble. And I'm like, think of dead puppies. Think of something else. Don't laugh. But then every adult starts laughing. I couldn't do nothing but laugh myself. That was the most eventful Christmas in one day. It's like the animals rule Christmas. First we got the deer that knocked the poor Santa out. And now we got the dog that took out turkey. But all in all, yes, we had the turkey incident. We had deer. We had candy. We had pissed off moms. Stuck stepdads because he didn't know whose side to take between his mom and poor guy. I get it. But all in all, Christmas was a success. We live to talk about it another year. Y'all have a good one.